If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
I want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. We will continue to play the badger.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I betcha. All right, another good friend,
yes.
D.W. Grothy.
That's right.
Is riding along with us. This is a little bit of a windy.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, this is Talking Windy Blues.
It'll wail from the north, scream from the south, rise in the east or west. Now the one thing sure about air out here, blowing's what it does best. Oh, it can bring a storm to a fever pitch, and blow dust in your eyes and make them water and itch. Ain't nothing you can do about it anyhow, so there ain't no sense to bitch. Mine doing wash one day was drying his sheets on the fence. Oh, the wind come along, he hung on, we ain't seen him since. Oh, the wind just laughs at trees and shacks, they will not stand the test. Now you might keep some that's nailed down, but you flat out lose the rest. Oh. We had us a blow here late last spring, really make you holler and shout. Got the whole dang herd with their mouths wide open, blew them all inside out. Had to reach way in and grab their tails and give them all one heck of a yank. Well, it really didn't appear to hurt them none, but it still kind of turns my crank. Oh boy. It don't matter which way you go, cause that dang wind's gonna blow.
There you go. First liar doesn't have a chance, right? I swear, it does get that windy here, though.
Well, Pecos Bill.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Them Texans
That's
are
right.
very well known. Now,
I was going to mention that regional lore
right.
is really something.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas in particular. Now, okay, all you Texans out there,
uh-huh.
just put your poison.
Settle down.
Put your poison pens away. Okay.
Settle down.
I'm just saying that we all do it.
Well, what about them Youpers and Paul Bunyan?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, come on now.
Come on, you know, and Babe the Big Blue Ox.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So there's folklore,
uh-huh.
all right? And there's nothing wrong with folklore. I love folklore.
Yeah.
Folklore comes from telling Wendy's.
If you didn't know already.
Yeah, by the way.
By the way, yeah.
And a lot of cowboy poetry does, too. All right? So I'm with you.
We're on the same page.
I'm one of you.
Absolutely. And if it's worth telling, it's worth embellishing.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I do enjoy the Native American folklore.
Me too.
I just love reading those stories and, you know, how Devil's Tower came about, you know, the big giant grizzly bear.
Man, that's a big bear.
That's one big bear.
That was one big bear.
You need to, if you aren't familiar with the story, I'm not going to tell you because I'll get it wrong.
I'm right.
All right. Just research it.
Well, and there's several out there.
Pick
one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same deal with Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Pecos Bill.
Right.
He dug the Rio Grande with a stick.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah.
And he started shooting the stars out and left one star for Texas.
That's right. The Lone Star.
Yeah.
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 Oh, you got to love it all.
Well,
you know,
and like you say, Paul Bunyan and Babe. And
oh, man.
You know, and
we can just keep adding on to the lore, can't
let's
we?
Go. Let's go with local folklore.
Do it.
Oakley, Idaho.
Yeah.
Hairy Man of Birch Creek.
The Hairy Man of Birch Creek.
I didn't know that was a Yeti.
So now there are there's people who still believe.
Absolutely.
I get on the internet and look up some of those stories. It is really entertaining.
It is. It yeah. truly is.
One
yeah.
guy said he lost his livelihood because of his belief
That's
in
right.
the hairy man of Birch Creek. Anyway.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Andy Hedges recites a great poem written a long time ago. We need to air that.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. It's called Some Cowboy Brag Talk.
I was born full-growed with 9 rows of jaw teeth and holes bored for more. There was spurs on my feet, a rawhide quirt in my hand, and when they opened the chute, I come out a-riding a panther and roping the longhorn whales. I rode everything with hair on it. And I rode a few things it was too tough to grow any hair. I rode bull moose on the prod, she grizzlies, and long bolts of lightning. Mountain lions are my playmates. When I feel cold and lonesome, I sleep in a den of rattlesnakes, because they always make me nice and warm. To stay alive, I ate stick dynamite and cactus. The Grand Canyon ain't nothing but my beanhole. When I get thirsty, I drink cyanide cut with alkali. When I go to sleep, I pillow my head on the Bighorn Mountains. I lay my boots in Colorado and my hat in Montana. I can stretch out my arms, clean out from the Crazy Woman Fork, plumb over to the Upper Gray Bull River. My bed tarp covers half of Texas and all of Old Mexico. But there's one thing for sure and certain, and if you boys want to know, I'll tell you that I'm still a long way short of being the daddy of them all. 'Cause he's full-growed, as any man that really knows can see. Well, boys, I ain't nothing but a youngin'.
Yeah, and that's the truth, too.
And that's the
and
truth.
That is the truth yes. right there, absolutely. But been doing it forever.
Oh, since yeah. the beginning of time.
Well, I think about our dad and some of the Wendy's he used to tell my wife. He loved, he just loved to tell my wife stories because she's a believer.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter what comes out, she's a believer. She'll believe you.
Well, and I'm telling a story and she's looking at you like, is yeah. he telling
yeah.
the truth?
So she's checking me out to see if that is a true story.
Is that true?
Yeah. yeah. Well, there's a story. She and her sister went to Europe after high school, spent a couple of weeks over there, and they were doing this tour guide thing through the Alps. Mm-hmm. And the tour guide said, now you need to look really close for the Nagas. Right.
Uh-huh.
The Nagas are the animals whose hides are used for Naga hide furniture.
That's right.
And they're on the side of the hill. Okay. And one set of legs on one side are shorter than mm-hmm. the other because they stand on the side of the hill.
Well, Dad called them something different.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he called them?
I don't.
Side-hilly-go-winders.
Side-hilly-go-winders.
Yeah.
So Nagas, side-hilly-go-winders.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I haven't heard that for a long time. Yeah, about a foot shorter on one side.
Right, yeah.
yeah. Because that's a steep, that's, steep.
So
yeah.
that is one steep hill.
Right, yeah. Well, there south of Oakley, there's Ibex Peak.
Absolutely.
Did you ever see any Ibex?
Not a one.
I never saw an Ibex there. But the first time I saw an Awdad, we'll have to talk about that later.
Later.
Holy moly. Let's have a little cowpoke poetry.
What you got?
Yeah, a little bit of Lovesick Blues. Oh. You're doing a cameo
oh,
in here.
Oh, great.
I was afraid she may think me uncouth. I felt like a springbuck back in his youth. The moment that I saw her pretty white tooth, I knew she was out of my league. Her natural beauty dropped me to my knees. She glistened like a nose hair after a sneeze. She saddled me just as pretty as you please and rode my poor heart to fatigue. As radiant as a new sun dawning, her yellow sundress sure left me fawning, the one made at Bubba's tent and awning. It always created a fuss. All gussied up from her toes to her head, then accessorized in earrings of red. Walking behind her, some people have said, she looked like the back of a school bus. Watching her work it and strut from the back, popping her hips always knocked me off track like two hogs fighting in a gunny sack. She rocked me just like a porch swing. She batted those eyelids, then she just smiled. The pheromones emitted drove me half wild. If Sasquatch and Venus had a love child, she sure could have been the offspring.
Oh, baby.
Like Meryl Streep and Robert De Niro, the perfect 10-couple superhero. She was the one, and I was the zero. She was enough to make me beg. Her gorgeous figure knocked me to the floor, with measurements giving her the right score, a 36, 26, 34, and it was almost same on the other leg.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Even a strong partnership disappears, and we two grew distant throughout the years. Then like the 76 Buccaneers, I outkicked my punt protection. I always knew she was better than me, and it wouldn't take long for her to see that from this trailer park she could be free, though I affirmed my affection. I took her to Cracker Barrel and to Mickey D's. I bought her sweatpants and all cotton tees, ran power to the outhouse, evicted the bees. But our love began to lose traction.
Watch out!
One day she just left with my flour sack quilt. I was lonesome and depressed to the hilt, but that happens when your love life is built solely on physical attraction.
Well, you gotta love the cameo appearance of Big Brother Jim.
Oh, baby.
Oh, that's good stuff right there. All right. How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, man, this one is a true classic.
I love this one. Yeah. Who's singing?
Roger Miller.
Yep, and what's he singing? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, you got it.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. I said, let me have a big old sip, right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag.
Oh, man, yeah, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff from Roger Miller. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're talking about the first liar doesn't have a chance.
That's
we're
right.
Going to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File.
The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2024 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, October 11th and 12th. Registration opens Friday, October 11th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, October 12th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, October 11th and 12th, at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.